I was the happiest person ever to be heading to the dentist. And even though it was 18 years ago on a random Tuesday, I remember it like it was yesterday because it was one of the most pivotal moments of my life. You see, at that point, I was a high school history teacher. And so from 7:30 to 3:15 every day, I was stuck inside of this concrete building. We couldn't leave. We had 21 minutes for lunch. And other than that, you were inside of the building. And you were just stuck there in that insulated world. And for as long as I can remember, I had wanted to be a high school teacher. And so I was living that dream of being a high school teacher. But I remember I had a dentist appointment at 1 p.m. And so I was able to get out of school early. And I walked out into my car. The sun was shining. And I started driving away from the school and driving through the town that I lived in. And I remember seeing all these people out and about, walking down the street corners, at eating lunch outside, going into shops and different restaurants. And I remember it hit me so hard. And I was like, why are these people able to be outside doing something fun on a Tuesday at 1 p.m. when the sun is shining? And I am having to go to the dentist. And if I wasn't having to go to the dentist, I would be stuck inside of a building. And I remember asking myself over and over, like, who are these people? Why are they able to do this? And I was actually flabbergasted at the fact that people weren't stuck inside at jobs. And it was in that moment that I realized that even though my dream before had been to be a high school teacher, that was no longer my dream. I didn't realize it, but it hit me in that moment that the things that I valued were not in line with what it was going to be a high school history teacher for the next 30 years. And those things that I were valuing were time freedom and location freedom. I wanted to be the person who on a random Tuesday at 1 p.m., if the sun was out, could go meet my friend for lunch, could go walk around the downtown and go into a shop, and could have the freedom of time and location and not be beholden to some job that told me I had to be in a specific place at a specific time, no matter what. And so that's led me down a crazy journey over the last 18 years to building a company that does exactly that, teaches people how to get to the triangle of freedom, which is time, location, and financial freedom. But I never would have gotten there if I hadn't had a dentist appointment at 1 p.m. on a Tuesday and questioned why other people were allowed to live a more free life than I was as a high school history teacher. And so the big life lesson for me there in that moment was that I had to figure out what it was that I actually valued and then look at the job and the way that my life was going and saying, is that lining up with my values? And if not, how am I going to be able to lead a life that will line up with those values? So if you're someone who feels the same way, who might be saying, I don't have enough control over my own time or my own location freedom or my own financial freedom, then you can check out the stuff that we do at Location Indy. And I will tell you that there is no greater joy for me than helping people find their way to the Triangle of Freedom.